living in a culture of fear right now would be a little bit of an understatement, wouldn't it? We've got 24-hour news, we've got Twitter, we've got all kinds of social media and newspapers pointing out the worst of our current situation. And of course, it is a serious situation, do not get me wrong. And yet, we see here today in 1 Peter that there's something that we should fear more than coronavirus. In verse 17 of chapter 1, Peter says, "Since you call on a father who, and here it comes, judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear." In other words, there is something that we should fear more than coronavirus, and it's the reality that there is a judge of the whole universe who will see all that we've done with crystal clear clarity. We won't be able to hoodwink him or put anything round him. And yet, before you tune out, there is good news here. And the good news is this, that we come before that very judge as a father who has, verse 18, redeemed us by something more precious even than silver and gold. Verse 19, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the one who is now risen and ruling over the whole universe. Verse 21. And so here's the thing. What does it mean for us today then to fear the Lord? Here's what it means. It means that when we get up in the morning, there is something that we give more respect, more reverence to, more attention to, even than this present crisis, and it's the King Jesus on the throne. I remember the first time my mum asked me to go to the shops for her with a shopping list by myself, and there I was with my shopping bag and this shopping list, and as I went round and picked the items off the shelf and carefully tried to make sure that I had everything, there was a sense of fear, right fear, of getting that right. It wasn't that in any way I thought that my mum would kick me out of the home, of course not. But out of respect for her and knowing that she loved me, I wanted to do the best that I could. And this is the same kind of attitude we should have to the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing that we're redeemed, knowing that we're loved, knowing that there's no fear of being kicked out of his kingdom, and yet a tremendous respect and honor for him and wanting to live for him. And so today, let the thing that you focus on, even more than the fear of death tolls, the fear of infection, let it be the reverent fear, the reverent respect of Jesus Christ. Let us pray to him now. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you now with godly fear. We are awed by your majesty, your greatness, and your glory, and yet we are encouraged by your love. We come to you poor. That is, there's nothing of ourselves that could ever repay you for the ways in which we have failed to live up to your standards. And yet, we're so encouraged that we run to the arms of Jesus by faith, pleading his righteousness that counts against our iniquities, that the scales of justice fall in our favor because of what he's done and because of the precious blood of Jesus. And so we pray, standing on his merits alone, that you'd hear our prayers this morning. Please, in your kindness, Heavenly Father, would you keep us safe in accordance with your will? Would you enable the healthcare professionals to do their job to the best of their ability? Would you give wisdom to all who seek to help us in this time of need? And we pray, Heavenly Father, that the thing that we would fear above all fears would be Jesus Christ, your King, for the rest of our days. And we pray it in his name. Amen.